VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. In the second night of Democratic presidential debates, former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden clashed with his rivals on health care, immigration, crime, and race. Politics professor Chris Galdieri says Biden held his own against the attacks from the other candidates.
It was not the strongest debate performance I've ever seen, but I don't think he, came out looking, flustered and off his game the way he did in the first debate when he was criticized by Senator Harris.
Even with his front-runner status in national polls, questions remain about Biden's standing, whether at 76 he is too old to lead the country, even though U.S. President Donald Trump is 73, and whether Democratic voters want a candidate with more progressive views. The United States has imposed sanctions on Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Zarif has been critical in the past of U.S. sanctions. He spoke in Tehran last year.
The U.S. administration appears to believe that imposing illegal draconian sanctions on Iran will bring about such pain to our nation that it will force us to submit to its will.
The highly unusual action of penalizing the top diplomat of another nation comes a month after President Trump placed sanctions on Iran's supreme leader. It's part of an escalating campaign to pressure Iran over its nuclear program. Zarif says on Twitter, sanctions have no effect on him or his family. He has no property or interest outside of Iran. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Multiple news agencies say at least 40 people have been killed and dozens wounded during twin attacks in Yemen. AP says it was a rebel missile that struck a military parade in Yemen's southern port city of Aden Thursday as coordinated suicide bombings targeted a police station in another neighborhood of the city. You're listening to VOA News. Officials speaking on the condition of anonymity say they've confirmed the death of Hamza bin Laden, the son and heir of al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden. The New York Times reports the younger bin Laden had been killed within the past 2 years in an operation that involved the U.S. in some capacity. More details have come out on the North Korean missile tests earlier this week. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
North Korea said leader Kim Jong-un had supervised the first test firing of a new multiple rocket launcher system that could potentially enhance its ability to strike targets in South Korea. The report by the North's official Korean Central News Agency differed from the assessment by South Korea's military, which had concluded Wednesday's launches were of two short-range ballistic missiles. KCNA said Kim expressed satisfaction over the test firing and said the newly developed rocket system would soon serve a main role in his military's land combat operations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Germany has rejected the U.S. call to join an international mission to protect maritime traffic in the Strait of Hormuz. The United States had asked Germany to join France and Britain in a mission to secure shipping through the strait, the narrow passage where at least a fifth of the world's crude oil supply is transported. The U.S. Central Bank has cut its benchmark federal funds rate by 0.25 point. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, it's the Fed's first rate cut since 2008.
The Fed is cutting its benchmark federal funds rate by 0.25 point to a range of 2 to 2.25%. It's the Fed's first rate cut since December 2008, when the U.S. economy was in the depths of the Great Recession. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
It is intended to insure against downside risks from weak global growth and trade policy uncertainty.
As for what's ahead, Powell says the Fed
will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion with a strong labor market and inflation near its symmetric 2% objective.
Language that markets have seen as a signal for possible future rate cuts. However, stocks took a nosedive when Powell added the Fed does not see a long cycle of cuts ahead. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A tally of House Democrats finds that nearly half now support an impeachment inquiry against President Trump. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Nearly half the Democrats in the House and one independent now say the impeachment effort should move forward against President Trump. But the Associated Press count of 115 lawmakers is far short of the 218-vote majority needed to pass most bills. Many view the August recess as a crucial time for lawmakers back in their districts to hear from voters on the issue.
The U.S. Senate has approved President Trump's choice to be the American envoy to the United Nations. Kelly Kraft, a longtime GOP donor from Kentucky, is currently U.S. Ambassador to Canada. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
great news. It's VOA with all the latest hits right here on VOA.